From Samford University, this is Around the Diamond with head baseball coach Casey Dunn. An inside look at Samford Bulldog baseball. Now with Coach Dunn, here's host Riley Hubbard.
Welcome in to Around the Diamond with Samford University head baseball coach Casey Dunn. Going to preview the Southern Conference Series against Furman in just a bit. But first, Coach, a series win against Maine last weekend. What were your thoughts overall on how your team looked in that series?
I think when you take the Maine weekend, Riley, you know, I was a little disappointed in the way we played. It was nice to get two wins, and I think anytime you win a weekend, you're going to be encouraged a little bit. But I thought we left a game out there that we could have won. I didn't think we quite executed, especially offensively, as well as we should. So a little bit of a down weekend in some regards, but at the same time, you win two out of three, and you're pleased with that, and it's time to move forward.
Right, got the series win, but really would have liked to see the sweep. But your starting pitching was really impressive over the weekend. All three starters actually combined give up just one earned run Friday and Sunday, gave up no earned runs. What do you have to say about how your rotation has looked with Strickland, McCord, and Hester?
Well, you know, we've stuck with those guys, and you know, each of them's had some improvements, but they've had some struggles, and I still think if we're going to be really good, and if we're going to be we've got to get those three guys rolling a little bit. You know, I think Zach has been the most consistent over the last three weekends out of that group, which is encouraging to have on Sunday. You know, Sundays is usually a little tougher day, so it's kind of nice to have him in that role. But, you know, Sam and Jesse, I think, both have front-end type stuff in this league and, you know, have the ability to really do well. And, you know, I think we've got to get those guys firing at 100%. And when we do, we have a chance to have a really deep pitching staff.
Right. Well, now on to this weekend series. Most non-conference series are now behind us, and Southern Conference play begins this weekend for the Bulldogs against Furman, of course. You've really emphasized how important it is to get off on the right foot in your quest to win the first regular season Southern Conference title in school history. You know, what has to happen to get that done this weekend?
Well, I think, the two things, I think number one is we've got to get better starting pitching. You know, we've got to be more consistent there, because as we get into the league and we get into this weekend, you know, Furman, the strength of their staff are the guys that start for them. So, you know, when you look at that and you factor that in, you know, I think we're going to look up and, you know, fifth, sixth inning, we're going to be in a ball game all 3 days. So we've got to be able to pitch. We got to get off to a good start. Our bullpen has been really good for us. You know, defensively, we didn't play well on Wednesday night, but as a whole, I think we've been okay on the defensive end. But, you know, offensively, we got to score more runs. You know, it's not necessarily about guys improving averages or, you know, individuals doing one thing over the other, but we've got to find the ability to score more runs and, you know, not be a team that only scores 4 and 5 runs a ball game.
Right. Like you just mentioned, you know, as far as your offensive concern, guys have started to solidify their place in the lineup, and you've had a couple of hot bats in the lineup as well. Sonny DeShera has had 2 home runs and 2 RBI last weekend. Anthony Moline's really been swinging the bat well, as he had a couple of RBIs last weekend as well. You know, what did you have to say about the way your offense has looked and maybe the way that you want to change the offensive approach?
Well, I think, you know, we've got to cut down on strikeouts, and we've got to find the ability to score. You know, it's not right now. You know, you mentioned Sonny had a couple of big swings for us last weekend that were desperately needed, but we can't live off the home run. You know, we don't have a team that's going to hit 3-4 home runs a ball game this year. You know, it's not who we are. And I think we've got to buy into a little better approach offensively. We got to work some counts better, and we got to be able to do some things offensively. You know, we don't have a lot of, you know, big speed guys. It's not like we're going to be able to steal a lot of bases, but you know, with the hit and run game and putting pressure on the defense, I think we've got to get a little more creative as far as trying to create some offense and create some runs.
All right, Coach. Well, thank you so much for your time. Again, if you're in the area, be sure to come by Joe Lee Griffin Field. Take in the series all 3 days. Game one will begin at 6 o'clock. Game two's first pitch is scheduled to be at 2 o'clock, and the rubber match is scheduled to begin at 1 o'clock. If you're not in the area, of course, all three games will be streaming on ESPN3. Coach, thank you again for your time, and good luck in the Southern Conference opener.
No, Riley, I appreciate it, and hopefully we can get a great crowd out. You know, this is a big weekend for us as we start league play, and you know, see where this can lead to. But I'm excited to get going. I know our guys are fired up for conference this weekend.
Yes, sir. Well, good luck this weekend, and thank you again for listening to Around the Diamond with Samford University head baseball coach Casey Dunn. Remember that this podcast is available on iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher. Be sure to subscribe to us, and we will talk to you next week.
This has been Around the Diamond with Samford University head baseball coach Casey Dunn. For additional coverage of Samford baseball, visit us online at samfordsports.com/baseball. Around the Diamond is a presentation of Samford University Athletics.